This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good idea?
Yes. Everyone, yeah.
Okay.
Just everyone unplug their microphones, that's the main thing. Switch them off.
Okay, so we're holding over here in the next Perek, Perek Gimel, and this speaks about another aspect of Tznius, and that is Losh Nikia. Pei Kamer of Sochim, Omer of Shur Ben Levi, La'ola Mayotzi Adam Dover Miguna Mipiv, Shrei Ike Makosu Ches Oysis Vahitza Dover Miguna Mipiv. The prophet says, test, give what Isha shall read for her, Mikalayla. Abino Matsara, Vav the Vitahar. About the Akram of Shesha says, Shema Kelma Mikro, both the Torah, who can play to her. Tanar Vishma, La Ulam is Hapan Moshikia, Shrey Bizav, Kro in Merkav, or the Isha Kro Moshav, the Oma Batip Kalosh Arumim, the Oma Vidas, Spote Bar Milelu. So we have a list of different psukim that were ma'akim, and then you have an addition, the oimer v'tip chalosh harumim, v'oimer das chosim barim leilu. So the Gemara says, well, what are the two more psukim that we need? We seem to have good rayas from the Torah. May v'oimer, v'chitem alim mili b'deraisa, avu b'drabban aloi, tashma v'tip chalosh harumim. That even in Lashon of Gemara, Lashon of Chazal, one also prefers to have a Losh Nikiyah. The Chitay Mani Mil Rabban of Mil Ram Loi, Tashma Vidas, Sotai Bar Milelu Atka. So he's going to explain the Chazal obviously in order, the way he usually does, point after point. First thing, Dear in Nazer, Kiatoiv Hu Hefech Hara, Vashleim Hu Hefech Hisarn, Vamailu Hu Hefech Abchisus. So here is actually saying, he's actually making a point over here. Sounds very, it sounds quite obvious, but he's making a point as follows. Tov and Ra are entities that have a certain pnimius to themselves. Let's give an example. When I say about a person may like things that are made out of wood. He may or may not care for things made out of steel. He's not a steerer one to the other. He prefers this or prefers that, and that's that. There are things that, for the person who is an organized person, his mind tends to rebel against things that are hodgepodge of stuff. It's not only the fact that somebody organized enjoys reading and, you know, looking at a report that's very organized. He actually detests something that has in itself a balagat. So things that are not opposites, for instance, I like poetry. That's nice. Prose, I can also read. I prefer poetry. I like poetry. Poetry is better, but there's nothing wrong. Liking poetry doesn't in any way imply a detestation of prose. On the other hand, organized, if something is not organized, if somebody gives me a list of things that has no real structure to it, no mukhtam or mukher, then I detest it, because a person who's really an organized person detests things that are not organized and so on. The relationship of Tov and Ra, you could look at it as follows. Well, Tov are good things, and a person wants to acquire good things, it's good for him, harvest, for this, for that. So he likes good things and appreciates things that are on the category of Tov. Now he tries not to do any Ra. But one would not spend a despising of Ra unless the two are really opposite, unless Tov as a quality, Tov and Ra come as opposites rather than simply as Tov in the absence of Tov. So he says, things that are, and that's what the Pasuk says, Oyev Hashem's in a Ra, the liking of Tov requires in the sense that the mark of liking Tov is an intense dislike for Ra. And if a person doesn't possess that, then he's missing something because his Tov hasn't really, isn't really Tov. Just, if the person likes it in an optional sort of way, that it's a nice thing also, then the person really hasn't tapped into a certain sense of the penis of the Tov. So, that's what he means over here. And he says, the point he's trying to make is, they're not speaking about things that are not Devar Nekiyim, things that are not appropriate. It stems from a desire that a person is a desire that things be Tov. Things that are not Tov, things that are Meguneh, the person doesn't want to talk about it because he finds it distasteful, he finds it Ra. So the main point in the not speaking things that are Meguneh is not even so much as they might lead to doing something Meguneh, whatever it is. It's in itself a demonstration of a person's dveikus to Tov by the distaste that he has for Ra. Because same thing with Marshall, there are some people that like nice things. They don't have a problem with something that's not nice, it's just they prefer something that's nicer. There are some people that can't bear to look at something that's ugly, they you know, the clothing or house or whatever it is, and they detest it. That's the start over here. So what he's doing is actually marketing. When he's sitting against that, says a person should never be saying things that have in themselves a sense of sense of Ra, because it, just like a Avodah Zarah, a person should not speak about a Avodah Zarah because a person should be detesting it. Just like the Moshe, if a person were to find himself in a conversation about Nazis, not describing how bad they were or whatever it is, but just in general, how many clubs they had and what their activities were, and any discussion about it, a person would find extremely disturbing.